Good afternoon, Medford. It is 1:04 p.m. and you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone is having a nice afternoon. We are at it again in the studio at Curtis Hall. And listening to the lovely Chatting with Molly program at our new time. So, I, again this week, don't have a guest, so it's just going to be me and you guys, our listeners, just kind of jamming out to some fun songs. That was September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. That song is a very, very special song. First of all, it's just like an amazing jam that you can listen to at any time of the day and always have a good time. And also, it was a song that we made... We changed the lyrics to this summer at the camp I attend, so that song is a little shout out to the 2017 Ozream, who made a dope flag song to that. And yeah, just walking down memory lane. And so if any listeners want to call in, the number is 855-915-9636, which is also 855-915 WMFO, just happens to be our radio station title, so that's pretty easy. But yeah, so up next we're gonna get a little Elton John, and I'm thinking we might even play some Mamma Mia today. I don't know, kind of feeling some Broadway musical vibes. So, you know, if you have any requests, please call in and let me know. But up next we have Elton John, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Take the weight off of me. Oh, honey, when you knock on my door.
So that was I Want to Dance with Somebody, Someone Who Loves Me by the classic Whitney Houston. What an amazing artist, and who lived a very, very sad life, and we miss her greatly, obviously. But I want to have a little full disclosure on that song. I was very much dancing throughout the entire studio by myself. So I hope you guys were too, because that is just a solid jam. I think that's the theme of today's episode, solid jams. And that'll help us on our musical theme as well. So I wanted to talk about different things that I would be interested in running a business, because this actually came up in a conversation the other day. And what better platform than my fave radio show to talk about the different entrepreneurial activities that I could partake in. So I was talking with my friend and we were perusing some small businesses, and we just had the overwhelming feeling of like how wonderful and cute and fulfilling it would be to kind of run one of these wonderful businesses. And we were getting to thinking, what type of, you know, business would we want? And so I have a few ideas on the table, you know, all open for criticism, and I'd love to hear you guys' feedback on it. So my first idea was just like the classic diner. This is something I have been dreaming about since I was a small child. I have a good friend from high school, Maggie. Maggie, if you're listening, shout out to you. But she has a family business that they make gourmet dog treats. It's called Woofables. I would go check it out. It's pretty good. But I was always so jealous of this like family business type of ordeal. I was like, isn't it so nice that you can just go after school and hop on into the store and say hi to your parents and hop into the kitchen and start working? I don't know. I think obviously the grass is always greener on the other side, but I definitely had a idealized version of it would be so fun to have this like family business. But given that I don't have that much experience with dogs, let alone dog treats, I definitely was more towards the human food side. And so I kind of envisioned a nice diner that obviously served breakfast food and nice sandwiches. I think a good sandwich is really something that people take for granted, because there are a few factors that go into the sandwich. Obviously, the bread is a big part of it. I think you need to have good quality bread. Speaking of which, I will talk about bread later. I had some wonderful bread this weekend by Miss Joanna Emerson. She is a wonderful baker and cooked me some bread. Anyway, back to the sandwich. I think that an important sandwich has a nice crispy bread. I think if you have really, really high quality bread, you could do it without toasting it, and it would be kind of soft. But I really like sauces and kind of like a more interesting texture with your sandwich, like liquid wise. And so you need a bread that's really going to hold up. Okay. Then you have the main ingredient. For some people, meat. Some people, vegetables, like myself. And I think there's a few things that go into it. There's the texture of the meat or vegetables. It can't be dry, or else it'll really take away from the whole sandwich. It can't be too slippery also, because a good sandwich will really stay together when you take that first bite. You can't have too much slip. Like cucumbers are really tough to put in a sandwich because they just slide right out of there and make everything else slide too. So I think you need really thinly sliced cucumbers. If you're really a cucumber fan, then you can like stack them up, multiple cucumbers. And then this is culinarily something that I've discovered about myself in the last, few years. Sauce is my biggest factor. You can give me a mediocre meal with an amazing sauce and I will enjoy it more than a great meal that has no sauce. I think I just really value sauce. And so I think on a sandwich especially, you can have multiple layers of sauce because there are so many different opportunities to incorporate sauce. So if you have a breakfast sandwich, you can maybe, put some sriracha or sriracha ketchup on one side and then have like a nice pesto in the egg layer, you know? It really depends on what you fancy. But a sandwich also can't be too messy, because part of the eating experience is obviously taste, and that's what we focus on. But it also needs to be an enjoyable eating experience. If you're getting stuff all over your hands while you're doing it and it's falling apart, then that's not a very good eating experience. And I think that is part of the characteristic of the sandwich. Because the sandwich is there is to provide you with a nice experience. Some fave sandwiches, I would say, is the breakfast sandwich. Obviously, a go-to. I make a breakfast sandwich maybe 3 to 4 times a week, I would say, in the dining halls. It's delicious. If, you know, health wasn't an issue, I would do it on a bagel every time. But you can't eat, like, a big bagel breakfast sandwich every day. It's not incredibly healthy. And so I use a wheat English muffin sometimes, and that also has a nice crunch value. The bagel is like a classic, nice, bready indulgence. But if you have like a nice fried egg, then the, you know, wheat English muffin can do just fine. I'm vegetarian, so I do not put meat on it, but I do like a nice slice of cheese, maybe a little cream cheese. And what I've been doing is putting some Dijon mustard on the English muffin with cream cheese, and it kind of melts. You know, some people might say, whoa, cream cheese on a sandwich? That's crazy, Molly. Well, I would disagree. I don't think it's crazy. I think it's delicious. And so, you know, everyone has their own tastes and preferences. But some other good sandwiches besides the breakfast sandwich is I like a good mushroom sandwich. And I don't want this to be confused with like a portobello fake burger. Because sometimes instead of a burger or a veggie burger, they'll take just a big portobello mushroom, stick it on a sandwich. I think, again, going back to the eating experience, it's just not super enjoyable because the mushroom is has a high liquid content and is kind of making everything else soggy. And also the top is a little chewy, so you can never fully like get a good bite out of it. And so I think you gotta chop up the mushrooms, slice them, or do like a little puree, or make mushrooms into like a veggie burger. Mushrooms are my favorite vegetable, and so veggie burgers are such a good alternative to regular burgers if you're looking to lower your carbon emission. Yeah, so that's kind of how I feel about sandwiches. I'm obviously very passionate about this subject. Oh, also something I've been doing is I've been eating a nice tuna fish sandwich a lot lately. So I would say being vegetarian is a little bit tough sometimes because my motivations are all about the environment. So it's really about resource management, and eating meat just takes up way more resources per calorie than vegetables do. So that's why I do it. But on the other hand, I love the way meat tastes. And I love a good sandwich, obviously. And so I love, love nice turkey sandwich. Maybe put some like salami on there, or a nice roast beef. There's just so many things you can do. And in the dining hall, there's sandwich meat all the time, and it always looks really good. But something they also have is tuna. And so I've been making a tuna sandwich, which has actually been pretty good. When I was little, I hated tuna fish. I was really not a picky eater, but I refused to eat tuna fish and jelly. So honestly, lunch sandwiches were kind of tricky. So, but then growing up at camp, we would have tuna fish every Friday, and I kind of grew into it. And now I really like it. So you make a classic Munster cheese on a nice toasted piece of wheat bread, and then get your tuna fish and mix a little sriracha in there, and then put cucumbers on. Again, the sliding factor is a little bit outweighed by the stickiness of the tuna, so you got to put the cucumbers right onto the tuna. And you can even cut the cucumbers a little bit thinner, because sometimes dining hall makes them way too thick. Anyway, then you nice Put some nice pieces of spinach, and if there's no spinach, other lettuce can do, maybe a nice mixed green, and then onions, red onions sliced very thinly, sprinkled on top, and there you go, people. There's the perfect tuna fish sandwich. So that's a good sandwich. So those are the types of things I would serve at the diner. And obviously other breakfast food like pancakes, but I don't know. I'm not a big sweet breakfast gal. I really like my savory sandwiches and egg dishes. Other cool businesses. Now we're going really like back out to the different business ideas that we were talking about before. For those of you who are following along, I think a nice wholesome place to work would be a plant shop. So this could either be kind of like the trendy new cactus shops, which I think are really fun to walk around in, but I don't love the idea of trying to go grow plants where they're not really supposed to be growing. And so having an entire cactus shop in Boston or Iowa where cactuses do not grow is just like a little bit silly, because you're going to be spending so many extra resources trying to manipulate the climate or conditions for this plant in order to thrive, where there are plenty of native plants to every area and we should just kind of look into like these local plants. But that being said, cacti and succulents are really fun, so I get the appeal. But this shop would be either one of those in an appropriate location, or a flower shop, which I think is a little bit different from the argument I made before, because it's not a place that's selling plants to grow. It's really a cosmetic item that you're buying for the looks of it. And I think that's fine to have everywhere because everyone needs flowers. And I've just, every time I step into a flower shop, it's so lovely. It smells so nice. It feels like you're in this little like garden oasis. There's a moment where we were picking up flowers for a event I was running in high school, and it was the dead of winter. It was storming out. There was snow up to my ankles. It was so gross out. And I walk into this flower shop, and it was just incredible. It smelled wonderful. It was warm and slightly, I don't know. It was a wonderful experience. So ever since then, I've really been into flower shops. I think that'd be fun. Also, you get to get so creative with making bouquets or different arrangements, or what do they call it, boutonnieres or corsages for like prom events. That'd be fun. So yeah. That's something I would do. My friend Talia, who I was having this original discussion with, said she would love to have a kind of health and wellness store with incense and essential oils, which would be really cute and fun. Don't think that's exactly my cup of tea for the shop, but that would be pretty good. Okay, so next idea is a bakery. I think this would be just so fun. Obviously, you'd have to have kind of a big team of bakers, and bakers work very hard. They wake up very early in the morning or stay up very late to do the baking. And we would have like artisan breads, and it would also be a bagel shop. And so we would have kind of the classic bakery style where we're selling breads and whole loaves and different treats, but then we'd have kind of bagels and cream cheese that you could just come in and order a bagel, because everyone loves bagels and they're an amazing part of life and should be part of everyone's life. And so I would have a bagel shop and duo as a bakery. And I would make some artisan breads. And how I would make the artisan bread is I would learn from my good friend JoJo, who made me some bread this weekend. She is a recent graduate of the Tufts Master's program in public health last year, and she played on the Tufts Women's Ultimate Frisbee team for 5 years, and was an amazing player and continued on to play on the Boston club team that got second at nationals this year, and she baked me some bread, and it was wonderful. We made some brunch. Claire Dunn was there as well. And so, yeah, we really had a good time. And she really got me thinking how cool it is to bake your own bread, because there's really a big difference between good bread and bad bread. And so it's important to have good bread in your life, because it's such a yummy thing. All right. So, we're going to play some jams. Some more. Next up, we have Take On Me by A-ha.
Thank you.
That was Uptown Girl by Billy Joel. What another talented artist. So I just wanted to let you guys know a couple things. So today I was walking, ran into the nice Kate Lamberti, and I was, you know, feverishly walking, just like I always do, and wasn't really paying attention, kind of like in my own head, and I run into Kate, and then she goes, "Oh, Molly, were you having a nice conversation by yourself?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "You were doing incredible amounts of hand motions and definitely mumbling to yourself." And I realized, which I've heard before, I talk to myself basically at all times, always when walking, or when sitting in my room by myself. And if that's kind of alarming, then, you know, you're not alone, because I'm also alarmed. So if anyone has any advice on what I should do to stop talking to myself, that'd be great. And I kind of got, the reason I'm sharing it on this wonderful platform is because kind of feels like I'm talking to myself right now. And so if any listeners want to call in and let me know I'm not alone, that'd be great. Let's see, we're going to listen to some Wicked, some Mamma Mia, some Anything Goes. Anything Goes, I've seen a lot of times when I was younger. We took a trip to London and we saw Anything Goes. It was obviously a beautiful performance. And then that same spring when we got back, the high school my brother was going to at the time put on a production of Anything Goes as a spring musicale, and he was in it, and so we saw it 5 times more because we went to all of the performances, which was crazy. I don't know why we went to all of them, but anyway, it's a great soundtrack. And up next we have a little Mamma Mia by Meryl Streep, and then yeah, we'll just be cruising. But before we do that, we're gonna get a little PSA. So here is a PSA from our good friends, from people who are warning us against hearing loss. So here they are.
We're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing. And music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Great. Thank you from the band Cake for reminding us to wear our earplugs, because we all love music. I think we can all agree on that one. So here is a little Mamma Mia.
I was angry inside. Mia, does it show again? My, my, just how much I miss.
Momsie and Popsicle.
My dear father.
There's been some confusion over rooming here at Shiz.
But of course I'll care for NASA.
But of course I'll rise above it. For I know that's how you'd want me to respond. Yes. There's been some confusion, for you see, my roommate is
unusually and exceedingly peculiar and altogether quite impossible to describe.
Blonde.
What is this feeling so sudden and new?
I felt the moment I laid eyes on you.
My pulse is rushing.
My head is reeling.
My face is flushing.
What is this feeling? Fervid as a flame. Does it have a name? Yes. Loathing. Unadulterated loathing.
For your face.
Your voice.
Your clothing.
Let's just say I loathe it all. Every little trait, however small, makes my very flesh begin to crawl.
the force to resign. Someone so disgusted can't fight. We just want to tell you, we're all on your side. We share your
this feeling, so sudden and new.
Adulterated clothing.
I take a moment, I lay eyes on you.
Turquoise and clothing.
My face is rushing,
let's
my head is reeling.
We love it all.
Oh, what is this feeling?
Every little trait, however small.
What an amazing song. I hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did. I know I was up and dancing. Wicked is really a fabulous musical, and Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel just do a wonderful job with that whole soundtrack. That is absolutely one of my favorite songs from that musical. The key change in the middle just gets you going. How could it not? Am I right? And so up next, we have a little Seasons of Love from Rent, a classic. And then we'll see where the hour takes us. So I hope you guys enjoy this Rent classic.
Love.
Elfie. Now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice.
Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it,
who isn't?
Less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys, little ways to flirt and flounce. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair, everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank analysis. Think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a policist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser. Not when it comes to popular. I know I'm a popular, and with an assist from me to be who you'll be instead of dreary who you were, well, are, there's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar. Features, I remind them on their own behalf to think of celebrated heads of state or especially great communicators. Did they have brains or knowledge? Don't make me laugh. They were popular. Please, it's all about popular. It's not about aptitude. It's the way you're viewed. So it's very shrewd to be very, very popular.
Elphaba, look at you. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
You're welcome. And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely
you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity.
That was The Lovely Popular by the cast of Wicked. It is currently 1:56. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And with that, I am going to sign off. And I hope you guys enjoy your lovely Monday.
Dick.